Whitewater Republican Steve Noss has at times been a thorn in the side of the UW, but he says it's always been for good reason. He's criticized the university for a $26 million contract that went awry, for offering backup appointments to some employees, and for hiring an instructor who believes the government helped orchestrate the 9/11 attacks.
Those are issues I believe the taxpayers want to know about. In fact, I get tips from the people inside the university system, so it isn't just something I go looking for.
This new position will ensure Noss has the university's ear when there's something on his mind. Noss says the relationship needn't be a contentious one, and he looks forward to working with university officials. But Madison Democratic Assemblyman Spencer Black calls Noss's appointment unfortunate. Black says some of the issues Noss has raised in the past have been legitimate, but he says putting Noss in this position will make it tougher for the UW to recruit.
It's a very competitive environment to get the best talent at the university. And imagine trying to recruit someone when the person who's head of the university committee has taken shots at the university every chance he gets. That's not going to be very good for keeping people here at the university or trying to get the top talent.
It's unclear how far Noss's influence will reach. Chairing this panel won't give him any more power over the UW's budget. Noss will also have his work cut out passing any legislation, now that Democrats control both the Senate and the governor's office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.